Hey, GWA Backstage, this is Dixie Blue Princess, and I thought it would be funny to do a, or not funny, but fun to do a little questionnaire type video, or not video, wow, recording, I clearly can't think straight, to do a little questionnaire recording, because being new here, I thought it would just be fun to answer some questions and let everybody know a little more about me. Only problem is I couldn't really decide which questionnaire to do looking at the tags, but I saw this random question wheel that looks like it was put together by Miss Kitten02, and if I understand correctly, it looks like she may have taken the time to gather questions from other questionnaires and put them in the wheel. Maybe she just grabbed random questions from the top of her head or anywhere else on the internet and put them in this random generator wheel for people to play with. But either way, I'm going to do that. So kudos to her. Shout out to her for putting this wheel together for all of us to play with and use and answer. I'm going to go ahead and I don't know how many questions I'm going to do because there's 60 on here. I don't think I'll answer all 60. Maybe I'll just go until I feel like it. And then maybe I'll do a part two of this later if anyone wants to hear it. But I'm going to go ahead and I am going to do it. If I have any pauses, I'm totally not going to lie. I just ate a really big Chipotle burrito and I ate it way too fast, which is one of the reasons why I'm not recording an actual kinky audio right now, because I just have too full of a stomach and I just feel stuffed like a sausage and cannot get in the mood right now, so I thought I'd answer some questions. But maybe by the time I'm done with this, I will feel better and we'll go record an actual GWA audio. But anyways, let's go ahead with the question wheel. I have it loaded up and I'm going to go ahead and spin it and see what question I get. So question one is, what position do you often sleep in? I am a back sleeper. I don't know. I sleep on my back. I can fall asleep on my side. Don't really have a side I prefer. If I am laying on my side, I'm kind of in like a fetal position. And I like to be cuddling something. This is really embarrassing considering I am an adult, but I still have a little bundle of my baby blankets that I've had for way too long now, but I kind of hold that and cuddle with that. And I mean, I have it all the time, whether I'm sleeping on my back or on my side, but that is like my thing to cuddle with of choice when I'm in that kind of fetal position sleeping on my side. So yeah, back or side sleeper. Nothing crazy though. I don't know. I don't do any pose or anything. So yeah, that's that. So let's spin this wheel again. Question two is, what would you do if you won the lottery? First off, I absolutely would give whatever portion needed of the money to my my parents, my mom and my stepdad, and I would let them pay off any sort of debts they had. Anything they needed taken care of, I would absolutely lend them the money to do so. For myself personally, I would probably buy myself like one really nice car, probably a Maserati. I've always wanted a Maserati. Don't know why, just I think they're really sexy cars. I would definitely probably buy myself a Maserati. And I don't know. I think I would just invest in properties in different places. This is such like an adult answer. What? This is supposed to be fun. What am I doing? But I would just buy as many properties as I could around the world and just have places to travel and stay and explore. And I just feel like that would be fun. I'd probably buy a bunch of stupid shit here and there too. But those are like the two or three big things that come to mind. And we spin the wheel again. Question number three. I also should mention, if you hear any noises in the background, it's because I have animals running around. So if you hear anything, it's probably why. Okay, so question three, which song do you hate the most? Ooh. You know, I don't know if there's one song that I hate the most. I'm even trying to think of one that's like a top 40 song that I hate the most right now, but I don't listen to a lot of radio. I tend to, when I drive, listen to Spotify playlists, but what song do I hate the most? God, I don't know. That's so hard. I'd have to like look at a playlist and find something that I really didn't like. I guess I'll just say this. I'm not a fan, I'm not really a fan at all of like current country music. I like older country music, like some things from the 80s and 90s. But anything like 2000s and above is a lot, not all of it, but most of it is really hard for me to get into. And so I'm just gonna say pretty much any current poppy country song, I don't know, I'm not a fan of. I'll leave it at that. And we'll see what will be question number four. What historical period would you like to live in if you could go back in time? I would absolutely live in the 80s. I wasn't alive in the 80s, which may or may not hint to my age, which I don't mind anyone knowing, but just know I wasn't alive in the 80s. But I am addicted to all things 80s, be it the music. I even like style, like fashion styles from the 80s. I don't know. I love everything about the 80s. So I would definitely live in 80s. Like I watch Stranger Things and I'm like, man, I want to be like a teenager in like 1984, 1985. That show really, like I liked 80s stuff prior as far as music and everything, but man, watching that show really like brought it home for me, especially in season two, they brought in Billy Hargrove, whew, 1980s dream boy. So I would absolutely, absolutely love to just grow up in the 1980s. And we spin the wheel. Number, is this number four? I think this is number four. Do you have, no, number five? I'm not sure. I'm gonna say number four. Number four, do you have any superstitions? Not really that I can think of. I really don't think I have any. I'm really trying to think. But I don't. I mean, I can't think of anything I have. I don't have any. I'm not gonna sit here and babble over it. I honestly, I don't think I have any. Yeah, don't have any superstitions that I'm aware of. So let's go with question number five. Can you do any accents other than your own? No. And no, part of me almost wanted to sit here and like attempt a couple, but I don't want to offend anybody. I'm sure people that do have accents hear a lot of impersonations and hear a lot of bad ones, so I don't want to add to that list. When I was in high school, half of my high school years were spent at a performing arts school, and I did actually win and win. Sorry, I was reading pop up on my screen. I did actually learn a couple of accents. I learned a British accent and like a New York, very stereotypical, like Brooklyn, New York accent, but I haven't done those in so long. I was fairly decent at both of them, but I can't say that I can do any accents. Not well, at least. So I won't embarrass myself or make anybody mad. Question six on the wheel. What's your favorite non-alcoholic drink? Funny, I'm actually just drinking it. I love root beer. Like, I don't know why I love root beer. I just do. And I don't normally like dark sodas, which is weird. Like Dr. Pepper is eh. Any Cokes or Pepsi, I'm not a fan of at all. But root beer is like my one dark soda I could drink and drink and drink and drink by the gallon. Also orange soda. Like the Keenan and Kel thing when they're like, who loves orange soda? Kel loves orange soda. Like that's me. So root beer and orange soda are like up there. Those are definitely tied. Next question on the wheel. What's been your greatest ever day? Huh. Greatest ever day. I'm just gonna think as to like more recent years, because I don't know if I can pick one out from like all of my life. I like to think I'm still fairly young. I still have a lot of things to experience, so I don't know. Did I have anything that's been like super monumental or anything that's happened? But in recent time that I can think of, last year, 2017, in April, I went to a convention for The Walking Dead, which I do love that show. This last season has been very disappointing. I know what happens. I haven't watched it because I've just been out of it. But went to a Walking Dead convention, and I got to meet Norman Reedus and Jeffrey Dean Morgan, and it was amazing. For the record, they both are very sweet men. They both give amazing hugs, and Norman Reedus will, like, hold your hand while he signs autographs for you. And for people that don't know, Norman Reedus is Daryl, and Jeffrey Dean Morgan is Negan. Also Denny in Grey's Anatomy, which I love, which I also knew him for, and meeting them was amazing. And I had to very much resist the urge to call both of them Daddy, because it almost happened. So that in recent memory has been one of my greatest ever days. Next question on the wheel. Oh, that was a repeat question. Let's spin this one more time. You got the what time period do you want to live in question again? Let's see. What's been the best decision you've made in your life so far? This might sound really weird, and I know that some people aren't going to agree with this, but for me personally, my best decision I've ever made in my life was to stop going to school. I did 3 years, so like 1 year too long, at a community college, got a degree in a field I ended up not liking, and just had no desire to pursue it further. And by the time I got the degree, the job I thought I wanted was not at all anymore what I wanted. So I kind of shot myself in the foot, and I said I can spend the money and spend the time and, like, kind of waste it and go get a degree that I have no interest in, or I can stop, use what I have so far, go straight into the job field or into the job market and see where it gets me. And that was about 3 years ago, about 3 years ago that I did that and just stopped going to school completely and went straight into the job market. And I work a great job that I love, that I've gotten just with the job experience I've had in my life and through some connections through friends. And I think I'm doing really well for myself. So for me personally, that was the best decision I've ever made. School is something that I guess just ended up not being for me. Maybe I'll go back someday. But as of right now, that I think is the best decision I've ever made. All right, next question. Do you have any lucky items, objects, or traditions? I don't know if I'd call them lucky, but I guess I do have things that I kind of carry around with me or that I keep nearby. One of those things, I think I mentioned them in a previous question, super embarrassing as I am in my 20s. Still have the baby blankets that my mom was actually gifted before I was even born, that I keep. They're so ratted and, like, tattered and old that they're all combined together in, like, this little laundry sack that I kind of sleep with and cuddle them in. I don't travel without those. Like, if I go anywhere overnight, those come with me. I'm so attached. And I need them in my bed every night. If I go to bed and they're not there, I freak out. I'm like, oh, where'd I put them? Where'd they go? So I'd say those for sure. As far as any other lucky items or objects or anything, maybe I don't have anything else. I was thinking I might, but I don't think I do, now that I think about that. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I have any more. That was a boring answer to a not boring question. I apologize. All right, moving on. Next question. Have you ever done something really unbelievable only to have no one around to see it? I guess it depends on what you mean by unbelievable. Like, do you mean unbelievable in the sense that I did something really great or, like, really stupid or just way out of character for myself? Like, I don't know. Have you ever done something really unbelievable only to have no one around to see it? I don't know. That's so weird. Like, I shouldn't say that's so weird. That's just a weird thing to think about. Have I ever done anything unbelievable only to have no one around to see it? I don't think I have. I don't think I have. I feel so boring having, like, not having answers to all these questions, but I really don't think I have. I'm going to have to pass on that one. Let's see. What other questions come up here? These are really good questions, by the way. Whoever came up with these, Like, yeah, I have no idea. Okay, next question. What makes you nostalgic? Oh man. Oh man, oh man, oh man. What makes me nostalgic? This is probably a popular answer, but music makes me really nostalgic. For me, being my age, especially, Britney Spears was my first concert when I was 8 years old. I still love her music, her older music of that time, not so much more of her current songs. But any pop of the late 90s, like early 2000s era, makes me super nostalgic. And Pokemon, because Pokemon was like, I think, my first obsession as a kid. I remember I got a Game Boy Color with blue version as my quote unquote graduation present from kindergarten for my parents. And ever since then, I don't think I've never not loved Pokemon. I still have Pokemon memorabilia and stuff in my house. And I still love Pokemon. So Pokemon will forever be super nostalgic for me. All right, next question. I think I'm only gonna do a couple more. We will see. Oh, got the lottery question again. Let's spin again. Oh, I think I got this question already about the superstitions, which I don't have any. So let's spin again. What's your favorite food? Ooh, okay. So this is probably actually a really easy one. I could eat any sort of Asian food all for the rest of my life. Doesn't really matter what it is. It could be sushi, it could be pho, it could be Japanese, it could be Filipino, it could be Chinese, it could be anything. I just, for whatever reason, absolutely freaking love any type of Asian food. Like, literally, do not care what it is, I could live off of it. That was actually the easiest question I've answered so far. So next one is, oh, got the superstition question again. Okay, let's click one more time. Oh, this question got cut off. I can't read this. That's a really long one. Something about going into battle and what you would do if your country went into battle. Let's see. I like this question. If you had a warning label, what would yours say? Oh boy, if I had a warning label. Warning. Oh, let's see. I have to think about this one. Warning. Oh gosh. I like have something, but it sounds so stupid, like, to say it out loud. Okay, so if you had a warning label, what would it say? Warning, extreme cuddler may pounce if provoked. That sounds so stupid, but I think, like, that's cute, right? It's cute. I think, feel like that's a good warning label. Extreme cuddler may attack if provoked. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Is it supposed to be like a bad thing? I mean, maybe if it was supposed to be bad, maybe just that I'm really loud. I'm kind of a loud person. I don't know. I'm gonna go with that. Let's see. Let's see what the next question says on this wheel. If you could breed two animals together to defy the laws of nature, what new animal would you create? I think I would breed like a dog and a bird, so I could have a flying dog. Even maybe with, I'm gonna throw a third animal in there, maybe even with like a horse, so I could have a dog with wings big enough that I could fly or that I could ride, and then I could have some sort of flying, like Pegasus dog. Pegadog? Yeah, something like that. I think that would be super cool. Like, horses are cool, but who wouldn't want to have a dog that they could ride? Like, right? Am I right there? I think that'd be cool. All right, next question. If you could have a full scholarship to any university, what subject would you choose to study? If I had a full scholarship and I knew I could do it, I would probably study physics or astronomy. Those are just two. I've always liked science subjects. I'm terrified of math, so I've never pursued them. But as someone who is fascinated by the way the world works and exists and the science behind all of it, and knowing that there's so much that we know but so much we don't know, I would absolutely study either one of those, physics or astronomy. I don't think I could pick one. I would love to study either of those and get a degree if I knew I wouldn't fail in it. Like, if I knew I could do it, if I if I didn't have any doubts about whether or not I could do all of the coursework, especially all of the math, I would do it in an absolute heartbeat. All right. I think this is going to be my last question. Let's see what we've done here. Have you ever done something heroic? I would kind of consider it heroic and kind of close to my heart and personal. I don't know if this is like outwardly heroic to most people, but to me it counts. When I was younger, my mom was a single mom for about 6 years, 6 or 7 years. And when I was 14 years old, I stood up to a man that she was dating who was not a good person. And there was one night where he was just being just extra terrible. And I stood up to him in front of my mom and my younger brother, and I told him to get out of our house, which he did. And he never came back. So that doesn't seem, I don't know if that seems like something heroic, but I mean, considering the age I was and that he was a full grown man who could have easily attacked me or hurt me or kidnapped me, done anything. I always think of that as heroic, especially considering I did it for my mom and my brother. So yeah, I'll go with that. I'm going to do one more question because that got a little sad. I don't want to end this on a sad note. So let's see what last question comes up here. Oh, accent question again. Got to spin for another one. Let's see. Oh, scholarship question again. Spin for another one. Let's see. Oh, I got the heroic question again. Man, this is just like throwing the same questions at me. There's no way I've gone through them already. It said there were 60, right? Ah, if you could ask your future self one question, what would it be? This is kind of a double-edged sword. Part of me doesn't want to ask because part of me wouldn't want to ask because I wouldn't want to like spoil my own life for myself, which might sound really cheesy. I think I would ask my future self, are the decisions that, let me preface this. There are a couple decisions I've been debating making about my personal life for the past couple of months, and I think I would ask them if I need to be questioning certain things in my life, or am I okay? Is everything going to work itself out, and do I not need to worry about a couple of the things that I'm worrying about right now? That would probably be my biggest question, just because that would, if I knew whether or not I should be worrying about the few things that I'm worrying about right now, it would completely change my life, and it would actually make me way less worried to know if they were worth contemplating, and if they were worth, you know, doubting or whatever. So yeah, that is my turn on this question wheel for GWA Backstage. Hope you all enjoyed. If you want me to do more surveys or any more talky things, I love doing them. So definitely let me know. Feel free to comment, send me messages about anything. We can discuss anything and everything on this wheel and this audio that I mentioned. And I appreciate those of you who have sat here and listened to me ramble about this for however long I've been doing this now. So hope everyone has a fantastic day, evening, night, afternoon, wherever you are. I am Dixie Blue Princess, and thank you for listening.